Welcome back to the broadcast, my friends. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer, yeah. All right, thanks, Mike, on the board for making everything happen. Please support the network. They have payroll here. They got professional people running the board, and we urge you to support the network if you want this to continue. This is truly public radio. This is not NPR. Oh, and I still got to find my list of NPR supporters. Every globalist pig in the world supports National Public Radio, and it's nothing of the sort. It's nationalized socialism radio, and this is truly public radio. We rely on your support here at the network. We do have some sponsors. We could use more. If you have a product or business you want to have advertised, make sure you get a hold of the network. A lot of people listen to this broadcast, and we wouldn't have the sponsors we have if it didn't pay off somehow. So otherwise, please support the sponsors and support the network. If you need to buy something, buy from the sponsors here. It's up to you if this continues. This show stands on activism. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? That's a call to action. That's not a call to sit around and wait for the second coming. Oh, we're waiting for the second coming, yes, but that's not all we're doing. We're doing a whole lot more here at the RBN Network. I want to remind people to call in if they'd like to join the broadcast. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. 9443. We're going to have Gary and Chris on tonight. Hopefully, we're still trying Gary. He's not answering us. Gary's not answering, but we do have Chris, and so it might just be Eric and Chris tonight. We'll see how it goes. I want to remind people this country was founded on communism. Huh? Yes. This country was founded on communism. I'd like to read something from the year 1622. Written by Governor William Bradford. This was the governor of the first settlement, the first colony, in Massachusetts. For several years, the taking away of private property and the possession of it in community was found to breed much confusion and discontent. Well, go figure. Let me read that one more time, just to be clear. For several years, the taking away of private property, sound familiar like today? The taking away of private property and the possession of it in community, that's called escheat, E-C-H-E-S-C-H-E-A-T, it's in Black's Law, look it up, it's the reversion, the taking of property from the private individual and returning it to the state. And New York passed it under constitutional amendment in 1968, and ever since then, they figure it's legal and lawful to steal people's private property, because under escheat, the property reverted back to the state control. We've been under communism since 1968. I'm not worried about Hillary. Oh, hey, look over here. Look at Hillary. Look at Hillary, everybody. Look at Hillary. No, look at Sessions. Look at the communist agenda that's been going down since, how far back do you want to go? But, just on the private property thing, 1968 in the state of New York, when escheat was passed under constitutional amendment, with some environmental garbage and something else, tenure for teachers, and the only way they could get tenure for teachers and guarantee them a gig and give them a lot of money was to steal people's private property title, stick it in the county clerk's office, and charge people not one but two county taxes now, a county tax and a school tax. It used to be the county tax was supposed to pay for the schools, and now they've split it off and they want double. That's on top of the town tax. Three tax bills come out in the poorest county in upstate New York, Allegheny County, the county in which I live. 1622, for several years, the taking away of private property and the possession of it in community was found to breed much confusion and discontent. Yeah, I'll bet it did. People don't like having their stuff stolen. Young men who were most able and fit for service objected to being forced to spend their time and strength in working for other men's wives. The strong man or the resourceful man had no more share of food, clothes, etc. than the weak man did. This was thought injustice. The aged and graver men were equalized in labor, food, clothes, with the younger ones, disrespect to them. As for the men's wives who were obliged to do service for other men, such as cooking, washing their clothes, etc., they considered it a kind of slavery. Yeah, if your wife's going to be having to wash some other guy's clothes, you're probably going to get pissed off, and then rightfully so. This is why you never give up your guns. Let none argue that this is due to human failing rather than to this communistic plan of life in itself. God in his wisdom saw that another plan of life was fitter for them. They began to consider how to raise more corn. Now let me go back to read that first sentence. He used the word communist in there. Let none argue that this is due to human failing rather than to this communistic plan of life in itself. Communistic plan. This guy knew more than he's letting on, but he saw reality, and the people in his community were going to rebel if he kept stealing their private property. God in his wisdom saw that another plan of life was fitter for them. They began to consider how to raise more corn so that they might not continue to endure the misery of want. The governor allowed each man to plant corn for his own household, so every family was assigned a parcel of land according to their proportion of their number. So the bigger families got a little extra land. This was very successful. It made all hands very industrious so that much more corn was planted. Women now went willingly into the field and took their little ones with them to plant the corn, while before they would allege weakness and inability and to have compelled them would have been thought great tyranny and oppression. All right, there it is. It's all right there, man. That just gives the whole thing of modern society, the last 200 years, in a nutshell. We've circle-cycled right back to the communists. They've taken the private property. Everything's owned by the community, this, and the fictitious society entity, that, and your property doesn't belong to you. You have to get permission to do everything from the commissar, the communist commissar, whether it's state, local, or federal. And so there it is. This country was founded on communism. And it did not work out very well. It didn't work. It did not work at all. It worked crappy. Nowadays, it's working perfectly because a very small number of men, probably the same group of guys, generally speaking, that these people were fleeing from, that came over here from Great Britain. They were fleeing the English Masons, the tyranny, the crown. The crown didn't go anywhere. What does people think? At what point does people think the Queen of England gave up her power? Oh, the reason London has a problem with Muslims is because of the Queen. Until you get rid of her head, you're going to have big problems for eternity, in perpetuity. You're going to have she's going to bring in Muslims to be her hit squad to take out all those freedom-loving English people that believe in the Magna Carta and freedom screaming and all that other stuff. So with that, we'd like to welcome Chris to the broadcast. Chris, how are you tonight? Are you with us, Chris? Don't tell me I'm flapping in the wind alone myself tonight. Wow. Hello, Chris. Hello out yonder. Chris, could you possibly potentially most likely be on mute? Unmute yourself, Chris, and come on in at any time. I know you're here because I heard you kind of come in at the top of the broadcast when we were playing the music. So we're trying for Chris. We're trying for Gary, too. I'll encourage Mike on the board to just periodically give Gary another try throughout the night and see what happens. Anybody out there? Is there anybody out there? okay, we're going to try again for Chris. And sometimes we have a line drop or two, and sometimes it's just normal. And a lot of times it's the enemy interfering with us. Mike on the board does a miraculous job trying to patch everything together and keep our technology up and running and keep connected with our people around the country. We're not all in some studio here. Chris is in Vegas. I'm in New York. Gary's in Michigan. Our listeners are everywhere. And we appreciate you tuning in tonight. So, hey, come on in. Bail me out. Give me some company. 800-313-9443. Chris and Gary, if you're listening and there's some kind of, you know, phone glitch, you know, call in the 800 number and we'll see if we can get you in by calling, by you calling in instead of Mike on the board calling you. So let's just try everything we can. Throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. We talked about mind control the other night, and this is kind of old technology, but it bears worth revisiting because this was kind of the standard for what all the technology we have today has emanated from. And this is called mind control with silent sounds and supercomputers. And what is a silent sound? I mean, if it's silent, how is it a sound? How are you going to hear it? It's kind of an oxymoron almost, but it gets the point across. It's like a dog whistle. I use the analogy of dog whistle. When you blow into a dog whistle, the human ear cannot hear the dog whistle because it's out of their hearing frequency. The dog can hear it just fine. And that's, ergo, a dog whistle. And this is very similar to that, but in the high-speed technology. So it is called the silent sound spread spectrum. So if it gets called the S quad, that's the nickname, because it's four S's. Quad means four. So S quad, S four, four S's. Boy, silent sound spread spectrum. It was developed by Oliver Lowery in Norcross, Georgia, and the patent number, for those of you guys, people who doubt this or you want to look it up and confirm it, I mean, tell me if this is wrong, but I got 5,159,703. That's 5,159,703. Silent Subliminal Presentation System, October 27th, 1992. That's patent number 5,159,703, the Silent Subliminal Presentation System from October 27th, 1992. So this is, oh gosh, 25 years old at least. The abstract reads, a silent, here's what the abstract for the patent reads. Quote, this is apparently on file with the U.S. Patent Office in D.C., so check it out yourselves, everybody. A silent communication system in which non-oral carriers in the very low or very high audio frequency range or in the adjacent ultrasonic frequency spectrum are amplitude or frequency modulated with the desired intelligence and propagated acoustically or vibrationally for inducement into the brain, typically through the use of loudspeakers, earphones, and piezoelectric transducers. I know what those are. I get there's just a little teeny cheap couple of dollar pickup. That's what a piezo is. It's just a little thing. I have them on some instruments that I play. It's just a very inexpensive way, and if you solder it to a 3/4-inch jack, you can plug it in like anything in like an electric guitar. You can mic up anything, but apparently that piezoelectric transducer can be used both ways, so I'd want to be careful what you were wired into. So anyway, once again, a silent communication system in which non-oral carriers in the very low or very high audio frequency range or in the adjacent ultrasonic frequency spectrum are amplitude or frequency modulated with the desired intelligence and propagated acoustically or vibrationally for inducement into the brain, typically through the use of loudspeakers, earphones, or piezoelectric transducers. How about the earphones? Could be anything like a Bluetooth, I imagine. A loudspeaker could be your home stereo. So that's fascinating to me. Okay, so let's just continue and y'all can call and ask questions if you want. The modulated carriers may be transmitted directly in real time or may be conveniently recorded and stored on mechanical, magnetic, or optical media for delayed or repeated transmission to the listener. Oh, boy. I would, the listener, that's being generous. I would call us victims and guinea pigs, and you know, just, I mean, this is horrible. Every society has this. It happens. You get like the concentration camp mentality. The doctors think they can do anything they want if the attorneys tell them it's okay and the witches court approves it. That's a bottom line, and that's scary and dangerous to us. So, once again, the modulated carriers may be transmitted directly in real time or may be conveniently recorded and stored on mechanical, magnetic, or optical media for delayed or repeated transmission to the listener. That's scary. Who do we got, Mike?
Just Chris.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
That's actually piezoelectric.
Right. Yep, piezo. Piezo or piezo, yeah. Yep. P-I-E-Z-O electric.
That's what happens when you give pressure to a crystal. It produces electricity by the pressurization of the crystalline matrix, and it gives off electronic effects.
Mm-hmm. According to literature by Silent Sounds Incorporated, it is now possible using supercomputers to analyze human emotional EEG patterns and replicate them, then store these, quote, emotional signature clusters on another computer, and at will, they can silently induce and change the emotional state in a human being. Did you all get that?
I'm not buying
it. At will. Huh?
I don't buy it. I think they're full of it.
Well, let's let the listeners decide. They claim it's possible to analyze the human emotional. Okay, so they hooked up an electroencephalogram, that's an EEG, and they record and analyze the patterns of different emotions, and then with these silent sounds, they can evoke those emotions through a simple replication of that EEG pattern, which they're looking at right on a computer. So not, I don't think this is way far-fetched at all. But Chris and I can disagree with that and still be very good friends. So hold on. So, Silent Sounds Incorporated. Oh, we got music. That means break. We'll be right back. Stay with us on the RBN Network. It's Eric and Chris.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting Truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Nature's waiting, you know, something's wrong. It's nature's waiting, you know, in a song. It's nature's way of saving you. It's nature's way of retrieving you. It's nature's way of
my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. I think it's very wrong with technology. I think it's gotten way out of hand. And now this is, now, just keep in mind, this is about 25 years old. So, and it's not really disputed that the pace of technology expansion has gotten to the point where it's doubling every couple of months now, because they're into the nanotechnology and the antimatter stuff. None of us really know. And we have to be realistic and accept the fact that most likely, you know, I'm not in the Black Budget Program, but I think it's people in the inside would tell you that they're about 100 years ahead of what we see, what they're showing us, what is on the table, what is out there in front of us right now. What you're seeing with stealth fighters and nanotech and, you know, GMO and DNA splicing and all this stuff, and the, you know, the splitting of the atom. It is old school. It's the stuff they have in the behind the scenes on the black projects is just going to be incredibly far advanced. I mean, we'd probably blow our minds. Wouldn't be surprised if many of these UFO sightings, even the really high speed ones, are the creation of us, even if it's, whether it's generated naturally, so to speak, or with assistance from from another race, which is possible. I tend to think it's mostly of our own creation was what we're seeing, and they're just 100 years ahead of what we would expect, what we know to be the truth right now about what the military and their various other agencies are in possession of. So, and can listen to this. Silent Sounds Incorporated states that it is interested only in positive emotions, but the military is not so limited. That this is a U.S. Department of Defense project is obvious. Edward Tilton, the president of Silent Sounds, says in a letter from 1996, all schematics have been classified by the U.S. government, and we are not allowed to reveal the exact details. We make tapes and CDs for the German government, even the former Soviet Union countries, all with the permission of the U.S. State Department, of course. The system was used throughout Operation Desert Storm in Iraq quite successfully. End quote. That bears repeating. All schematics have been classified by the U.S. government. We are not allowed to reveal the exact details. We make tapes and CDs for the German government. Oh, yay. Even the former Soviet Union countries. Oh, joy. And with the permission of the U.S. State Department, of course. Already used it in Operation Desert Storm quite successfully. What do you think they're doing today? Wow. We'll be right back after this break with Chris and Eric. It's the RBN Network. Stay with us.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Chris in Las Vegas. Appreciate you. If you'd like to join the broadcast, call 800-313-9443. We do have a caller on the line. It's Fred in PA. That's Pennsylvania. Fred, how are you?
Can you hear me? Hi, can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir, we can. What's up, Fred?
Okay. I want to say, you know, you talked to me, I don't know if you remember me saying, but I have approximately 30 years experience reviewing patents, just as a consultant and not working for the government. And there are patents that allow for subliminal sound for the transmission of ultrasonic or infrasonic subliminal signals to get over the perception threshold. Person doesn't realize that he is receiving information and absorbing it, and then will act upon information. And the whole thing, when you look at patents, and patents are a form of concentrated technology, you know, like a commercial form of a technology, the patents are interrelated. The patents, there's classes of patents. There's categories of exactly what you're talking about. There, in other words, if you have a device that transmit a sound signal, and then that sound signal is used subliminally or not subliminally, it's going to have a certain class and a subclass, and then you can look up similar ones by looking up the same class. So that's not just a discovery, Eric. That's the starting point, and you will have basically unlimited material for your program if you want to go into that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I wanted to, like you said, starting point. Let's get a base And this seemed to be a good base of, like, beginning of kind of just the first step. Now, let me just bounce a little quickly up to present day, because we're going back to this technology is 1992. You know, and this
just
was,
throw that
you
number
know,
out one more time.
The patent number?
Yeah.
The patent number for the subliminal, the silent, it's called silent subliminal presentation system. It's patent number 5,159,703. And it's October 27th, 1992.
Okay, I realize there's something a little bit interesting about the timing of that. The president of the company says that it was used throughout Operation Desert Storm, but the date of the grant of the patent is after Desert Storm.
Yeah, of course.
They're gonna
have to try it out before they run the patent officially. Run the patent through. I was there. That was their test.
Yeah.
Their test case.
And the other thing is that when something is used before it's patented, there's a very good chance that, I mean, it's not absolutely guaranteed, but there's a very good chance that the government impounded that application and said, we're going to be able to use this before anybody else uses it.
Oh, well, sure. He said right here, the president of the company said all schematics, he said this in a letter on December 13th, 1996, all schematics have been classified by the U.S. government, and we are not allowed to reveal the exact details. And then he goes on to say, we make tapes and CDs for the German government and the former FSU, former Soviet Union countries, and the State Department says it's okay to do that. And we used it in Desert Storm quite successfully. How you want to define quite successfully, you know, I'm open to debate on that. I mean, is it a success that we're out conquering the world? I mean, sure, it is for the evil ones, for the enemy, for the Antichrist system,
yeah,
for the United States
program,
and the evil forces
and
behind
it.
I mean, go ahead, Red.
Right. I had also heard that at the very beginning of that Desert Storm, when you had the forces lined up like that, that Iraq had basically at the last minute said don't start operations, and you know, see, the elder Bush was told by his generals, of course Bush could do whatever he wants, he's supposed to control these generals and our own forces, but he was told, oh well, something has been started, you know, some motors have been started and we can't stop the motors or the tanks are moving forward, it wouldn't look good. That seemed to have won a war, that Desert Storm, and it didn't really win anything, as we know.
Well, it right on the surface, but the motto of the Illuminati and the New World Order is order out of chaos, then just the mere fact that they were able to create mass chaos over there and eventually restructure. You know, it's like the cities that get devastated in a hurricane, whether you believe it's, you know, all natural, all man-made, or a combination of the both. You know, the cities are destroyed, and then they're re-engineered under UN Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 criteria. So if they can just create the chaos and collapse all these nations like Libya and Iraq and you know, North Korea, Iran, I guess, you know, are definitely in their sights, then just the fact of creating a chaos in and of itself, even though it appears to rational thinking people like us, well, that didn't work out very well. I mean, you destroyed a country, you killed all kinds of innocent people, all you did was turn the resources of that country over to the multinational corporations, had nothing to do with national defense, national security, or public safety, or patriotism at all. I don't care what intentions people have. The fruit of the tree is what we judge. What is the outcome? What is the actual? What is really happening? Not what people want to think they're believing, that they're delusionally think they're in, but it's a international conquest for resources and chaos, order out of chaos. So just the fact that they created chaos, you know, once again, to us, you know, kind of normal people, so to speak, it doesn't look right. It's like, wow, they fail on everything. They're so inept. These policies are disastrous. No, they're not. They're perfectly honed, and they're doing exactly what they're accomplishing, exactly what their orchestrators are intending.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the enemy.
Well,
is this chaos that collapses countries and turn them over to the to the banking establishment, the multinational corporations for a big bailout, and everything that's reconstructed once again is UN Agenda 21 or 30 compliant. Go ahead,
right.
Fred.
And another thing that's going on is you, Eric, have someone like Dick Cheney who will talk about it to, you know, a close group of people, and he'll indicate, an advisor will say, well, how can you invade a country that has 100% dependent on crude oil exports? And has, look at the Iraqi flag. It has three sections to it. This is a country ready to fly apart by centrifugal force. How can you invade a country like that? And no matter how much money you spend on it and expect to get anything out of it and expect the country to hold together. And the thing is, these neocons have a religious thing. They say, we can violate the natural law. We can violate the laws of science, of physics. We can violate anything because we're who
right.
we are.
You look at the super collider. I mean, they just don't know what they're getting into. I think once again, it's like putting a child in charge of a spaceship. It's just not. I think there's very few responsible scientists out there. And here's the thing: you get the guys like James McCandy who were well intentioned and said, "Well, I went in there science and I helped the military develop these space-based platforms so we could make the hurricanes smaller and steer them away from populated areas and do good with this work." Oh, come on, man. It's never going to work out that way. The evil creeps are always going to grab up that technology, stick it in the black budget, let nobody see it, and use it for the most evil and nefarious of means. So it's just got to stop this childlike delusion of scientists that, oh, man, I went into this for good reasons and good work, and then the military came in and took it and turned it into something bad. Oh, and you didn't know that was going to happen beforehand? Hello? Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, you tell me when it became apparent to you that the technology had been misused. And to me, it became apparent when you had that one that was right off of the Savannah, Georgia. You know where that indentation is, right above Florida. You had something that was sort of going in a circle for like six times, in a very small circle. You know, a 10 mile, the eye of it was just sort of moving around and around and around, almost like teasing people that they could do this. They could stop a hurricane, and then anytime they wanted to, they could then push it forward. And there's almost too many hurricanes to fool around with. It's almost like the people at the top have to say, okay, we're going to mess with this one. We're going to leave this one alone. They have almost too many hurricanes.
I'm convinced that it's evidence of them at least attempting to assist in the creation, meaning they're not going to maybe totally whip it up from scratch, but if you stimulate tweak certain areas of the environment, you can stimulate certain things to happen. Tesla had the frequency generating box back in the 30s and almost caused an earthquake with it in New York City. And so and this stuff's not as old school technology, but let me just remind people before I lose the track my train of thought on the we have evidence over it at the website Courtroom Watch. You tell me, people, if that's not some kind of, and look carefully at the way it tapers, at the way it bends a little, almost in from west to east slightly at the bottom, the way it morphs into what looks like real weather at the bottom of this quote-unquote beam or whatever you want to call it. Look at the resonant lines off to the west, and most importantly, look at the weather that's establishing right at the very top or north end of the beam. Go to courtroomwatch.org. That's courtroomwatch.org. Look at the most recent, or the top, I think it's the most recent posting still, of the video that we made that morning. Daniel actually made the video. I called him. I saw it on my satellite weather picture, and I said, what in God's name is that? He did a live video of it as it was still up there online on the live radar. And it was a three-hour loop. So it was basically within the last 3 hours of when we were, is when the weather satellite channel, or it's called IntelliCast, had posted that up. So anyway, at the very top or north end, there's a clear line going from east to west, and from the and moving out of that toward the top is a giant comma, which looks like almost the beginning of some kind of like what would be a hurricane. A jet, we know the comma where it starts to bend in and curl, and you would get the eye to initiate and develop. Right at the top of this beam, and at the bottom is the west coast of North Africa, where all the hurricanes are beginning and emanating from. And the, very suspiciously, the bottom of this beam or whatever it is, these bars are becoming as if they were real weather at the bottom. They break up and look like the other cloud systems. So this thing is not, I don't think it's an anomaly, and I'm pretty sure it's something coming from top down. And but the very suspicious that at the north end of this beam, you know, it may be linear. It may be just going across the horizon from south to north or north to south. I kind of like the top-down theory, but anyway, people go there and tell us what you think. I still don't have a real explanation. No scientists are talking about it. I don't know why. It's nothing that, you know, this is not fraud or something we photoshopped. We're not, I just want to know what this is. This is a real satellite image of something that's highly anomalous and not a computer glitch or a, you know, and just this, you know, a technical glitch, so to speak. This is, I think it's something to do with the weather and its manipulation. So anyway, so yeah, I would also say, Fred, to finish answering your question, the radiation experiments after the nuclear blasts of development and first hydrogen bombs, and you know, that were set up over Japan, I think, and the subsequent experimentation that was done on American citizens by the medical establishment without the people's consent. And once again, I'm looking at the book right here, The Plutonium Files, and I'll just read them in case we have any new listeners. Here's just a little excerpt from the back. In a Massachusetts school, 73 disabled children were spoon-fed radioactive isotopes along with their morning oatmeal. In an upstate New York hospital, an 18-year-old woman, believing that she was being treated for a pituitary disorder, was injected with plutonium by Manhattan Project doctors. At a Tennessee prenatal clinic, 829 pregnant women were served vitamin cocktails that contained radioactive iron as part of their prenatal treatment experimentation. And now those are just three of thousands and thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of experiments that went on to American people without their consent by the medical industrial complex involving radiation, which is a silent killer, and the globalists are fascinated with radiation because it is a silent killer, and they're always trying to find out. I know people to this day who get follow-up letters from these, you know where it said here? I just read to you, in an upstate New York hospital, that Strong Memorial Hospital, one in Rochester we talked about yesterday, which killed my mother, Amber Thurman, 13-year-old, here a hemostats in her. I mean, these atrocities are being committed, and they have an underground facility where they did radiation experiments during the 40s and 50s after the Manhattan Project. Hold on, Fred, we got music. We'll be right back after the break. It's Eric and Chris on the Earth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite. A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, my friend. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer, with Chris. I want to know why we have 829 pregnant women being intentionally injected with radioactive iron as an experiment to see if it would cause, because here's another sentence from the book, fearful that plutonium would cause a cancer epidemic among workers. The Manhattan Project doctors embarked on a human experiment that was as chilling as it was closely guarded. The systematic injection of unsuspecting Americans with radioactive plutonium. Thousands and thousands and thousands of Americans injected with radioactive plutonium or radioactive iron, many of them pregnant women, to see what the radiation would do to the fetus and the unborn child. How's that? And not one of these people is being prosecuted by the Justice Department? Every single one of these doctors and medical researchers that thought turning into Joseph Mengele from a Nazi concentration camp was somehow appropriate because the whores at the Bar Association and the witches' court told them it was okay. How are you going to justify that? Why are they not going to? They should be going up in front of a firing squad for treason and multiple crimes against humanity. Every doctor and researcher that was involved in these, in the killing of these people. All right, Fred, you got 3 minutes till the next break.
Yeah, the book, The Plutonium Files, is that the one that has that 94 on the cover? Sort of like a ghostly image of 94. Well, I have something, I think it's either called The Plutonium Files or something like that. And, you know, we have barely escaped with, our lives in this nuclear age. This nuclear age has not been
something that just you can say that was ordained, you know, heavenly ordained, unless it's something that, that God want to teach us to how to avoid disaster. This nuclear age has been very hazardous. And but getting back to the other thing, you have an interest in the power of suggestion, the power of propaganda, and then technology is added to that. I mean we're constantly adding ways to communicate, and then we have ways to lie is added to ways to communicate, and you have a terrible brew there. Sound can be used to communicate. You can use the internet, the social networks, which, by the way, people are practically out of their mind and have lost all objectivity having to do with social media. I just saw an article today that said that there's a huge number of people, a percentage of people, that get all their news through social media, like a gossipy kind of witch's brew. That's not news. That's not news, Eric. That's something to pull you into a vortex. We need this kind of broadcast, but in coming into every home, every person will then be able to decide whether they can get up and do something to save the country or not.
Well, of course. Thank you, Fred. Appreciate the call. We got a break coming up, so I want to encourage people to post a link to this show and title it "Get Rid of Your Television Immediately," and let people hear this broadcast and the information that we're bringing forth on the RBN Network. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thank you for calling, Fred. Check in with us again. We're going to be back for another hour at the top here. We're going to quick break, and we're going to get more with Chris and everybody out there. 800-313-9443. Stay with us on the RBN Network. Eric will be right back.
Breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.